Good morning. Nice to have you with us this morning. And on the telephone, I've got a friend of mine, because as you know, or you may be discovering right now, I've been on an 11-month journey, and I've got 1 month left to make it 12 months to get a six-pack. Not because I necessarily wanted to get that particular shaped body, but I really felt I needed a goal in my life, and I was told that I could get one of these six-packs in 3 months. Well, 11 months later, I'm still at it. And I reckon in the 12th month, in 4 weeks' time, I will have my goal. Well, while I've been doing this, I've been meeting a lot of interesting people that have given me some great advice and spurred me on my journey. And one of them I was talking to, Sam Atterall, who said, I was doing great, which was very nice. And then I said, what did you do the other day? And she said she won her championship, won overall champion for, I'm going to find out exactly what it is. We've got Sam Atterall joining us now. How are you, Sam?
I'm good, thanks, John. Good morning.
And congratulations, because you were the overall champion of the WFF, the INBA, and the IFBB, all of those together. You're the overall champion. Now, to me, that sounds amazing, but maybe you just want to explain how that works a little bit.
That is true, yes, I am. And there's three different bodybuilding federations that we have here in WA. And I've taken out the overall figure champion for all three federations this year.
Now, you've only been doing it 2 years, right?
That's right, 2 years in November, so it's not actually 2 years just yet.
So for those listening in right now are thinking, well, I don't know if I want to change my body shape, and if I did, it'd probably take a long time. You've done it in less than 2 years, and I've got to say, if you have a look at your picture on the webpage, you look great. 2 years, and you've amassed that body shape. What do you put it down to?
Weights. I mean, weights are just the be-all and end-all of body-shaping exercises. You can't beat it.
Do you reckon your trainer's made a bit of a difference, Larry? Because he'll be tuned in this morning, Larry Hook.
I could not have done it without Larry. Larry's probably the best trainer that we've got here in WA. He knows exactly what to do and how to do it. He's an amazing man.
How does your family react, Sam, when they see your body changing? Are they impressed? Are they bored? I mean, how does the family react to Mum when she changes body shape?
The boys love it when I go through pre-comp, because whatever I can't eat, they tend to get. So they love that. Oh. But they're very proud of their mum, definitely, you know. As my boys say, Mum's tank.
Isn't that lovely? And how about your husband? How does he fit into all this?
My husband is my rock. He's there to support me 110%. And between him and Larry, there's no way I could have done this within a two-year time period. They're both amazing men.
So what sort of the things does your husband do that makes him a rock? Where can the husbands this morning tuned in learn from him?
He supports me in, all my exercises. He's always there to pick up my pieces if I can't, clean the house, look after the kids. You know, life doesn't stop because of a dream that you have. You've got to keep going. And he's there to help me. He's there to tan me up on my comps. He's there to for moral support. Yeah, they're all the time.
And how about the bonus stuff? Do you see him smiling when you guys go down to the beach?
The last competition that I had when I won the second overall, because they actually had two competitions in the one day, I don't think I've ever seen him smile so much in all his life. He was just so proud and so happy, because I actually did, along the way with this comp prep, get swine flu. So it's been a huge challenge for me. And he's been there picking up the pieces when I had the breakdowns. And it's all getting too hard and I'm sick and trying to exercise and all of that. So, yeah, huge support.
Where do you reckon he learns all that? Because you would think that if your loved one was having a bit of a breakdown from all the pressure and maybe being a bit ill too, swine flu's been going around, you'd sort of say, well, maybe we should just skip this award or skip this one and just relax for a while. But of course, that would do your head in worse, wouldn't it?
Well, fortunately, my husband's just as determined about things as what I am, and he knows what it would have meant for me to give up. I would rather have made it to the end of my comp prep, even if it was a day before the comp, and feel that I wasn't ready to go on stage, rather than give up halfway and never know if I was going to be good enough to get there.
So,
and he's just as determined in everything that he does, so he understands fully.
Yeah, well, it sure is easy to quit. It doesn't take a lot of guts and courage to quit, that's for sure.
That's certainly right.
Now, I should point out, too, that you're in the INBA, and even though I'm not sure what those initials stand for, I do know that that's the natural. That's where they test you for drugs. So if you've got any drugs, you're kicked out or disqualified, right?
That's correct. It actually stands for the International Natural Bodybuilding Association. So it's all natural. I actually got tested as soon as I got off stage for any substances that I might have taken. So, yeah.
Wow, that's it. So they're pretty stringent.
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty stringent. Now, you're heading off nationally, aren't you?
I'm actually heading off to a world title on the Gold Coast this weekend.
How about that? Now, what do you have to do for that one? Because I'm thinking flying is going to be a bit tough on the body.
Yeah, flying actually is very tough on my body. I tend to bloat up like a balloon. And just a tip for anybody that does fly like that, it is very important to get a lot of water into your body. So I'll be drinking probably 6 litres of water on the plane to just keep flushing it out to make sure that it doesn't stay there and bloat up. So I should be right by the time I get there, and I'll take my own food to eat as well on the plane.
And what do you think it'll take, Sam, for you to... Well, let's be really clear about this. What will it take for you to win the Nationals?
Well, all the hard work's done now, so I've just got to get up on stage and show my hard work. In the form of posing, in the form of stage presence, and really make that come through and do the best that I can there.
I'm so looking forward to it, Sam. I think we've already seen you, haven't we, in the newspaper there. You did the photo shoot. I saw the photo shoot taking place. Was that a bit of fun?
That was fun, yeah. It was a first for me, that's for sure.
Sam, just before we go, what about one little health tip? Because you've got people in taxis right now tuned in, you've got those lying in bed, you've got someone else probably leaning over for a donut. What little health tip can you give us right now that maybe we can remember?
I think the most important one is we need to all get our metabolism going fast. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do is, instead of having 3 meals a day, we need to cut those 3 size meals down and probably have 5 to 6, eating 2 to 3 hours. That keeps your body burning like a furnace, and will help with your weight loss.
Good advice, Sam. Well, good luck to you, Sam. We wish you the very best in the contest coming up, and maybe we can get a report from you to find out how you went.
Certainly. Thank you very much.